L'meil hedge. It's not nice to go straight in, to go along the kaisel of the tzofim, where you see the whole time the entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Merv Reb Yossi, what was Reb Yossi Svar? He says, no, you could go along the kaisel of the tzofim. As you're walking along, Kiseida, you see in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not nice like to look inside. Malach, Reb Yossi says, no. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shle Yisrichen HaKosav L'Shliach. The kaisel is very choshev, they don't need a shliach. A choshev is that. So Rashi learns Pshat that Klai Yisrael is Choshev means that anybody could go into the Beis HaMikdash and be Mispalo whenever they want. That's a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. He said when he built the Beis HaMikdash, whoever wants to could come in and to daven. The Rishonim don't like that term. It's the Toras Yishonim and the Ritzvah. They both said that pasuk was talking even about a goy, that a goy could also go into the Beis HaMikdash to daven. So they learned the Pshat is that usually when the Kohen Gadol or when the Kohen goes into the Heichal, he has to wear his meal that makes noise, like to make noise before he comes in. That's like you make himself call, you know, announce he's coming in. By Yom Kippur, when he comes in, he doesn't have to make any noise. He just comes in quietly. So that he doesn't need a shliach. He doesn't need to announce he's coming in. He just walks in, so that's enough. Therefore, since he's so chashev on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to walk in along the tzofen side, the north side, even though Kesed is looking into the penim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, his sheet was he has to walk now on the left side and on the Durham side. Because he holds there were two parochas in, and the first, the outside parochas, the entrance, was on the Durham side. That's why he walked along between the Menorah and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Kasha let him walk all the way along the Kaisel, just like we're saying according to Rabbi Yossi. You walk all the way on the right side along the Tzofen wall, while in according to Rabbi Yossi, walk all the way on the left side along the Durham wall. So my answer is Poshid, that Meshachre Manya, his clothing will get dirty. Hey, since the menorah was near the wall the whole time, and mainly the light from the menorah made blackness onto the wall, therefore it would dirty his clothing. So we don't want him to walk along that wall. Therefore, he walks between the menorah and the mizbeach. Rashi Meshachri Mani, the god of Mashchirin Ma'oshen HaMenorah. From the smoke of the menorah, the god will get the black. Sheishchir as a kaisel. That a black in the kaisel. Right. Omer Reb Nosen. Amotraxin. After we learn now about an amotraxin, lo yechriya bo chachomim ikalafnim ikalachutz. The loch we had by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, that the dividing point between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal and the Kodesh wasn't Stam a curtain of Perichis, but there was an Amotraxin, there was a wall, the thickness of an Amot, that was the Mechitza between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's called the Amotraxin. So Nosson is saying it's a suffer to the Gemara, to Chachamim, what din does it have? Does it have a din like Penim, like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or does it have a din like the Chutz, only like the Heichal? That's all. So Rashi says, Traxin, what's the Loshin Traxin? What do they call this wall? The wall Amatraxin. So Rashi says, Loshin Penim Bechutz. Traxin itself, that the Ritva speaks out, Trax is a Loshin of Penim, and Sin is Loshin Chutz. In other words, they were Mesupe Gufa, what din does this one Amma have? Is this Amma considered like the Penim, like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is it considered like the Yafsa, like the Hechel, like the Kodesh? That true, they had to make a mechitza, a wall, the thickness of an amma, but they have a suffix, what din does this amma have? Therefore, they gave it a shame, amma traxin. That means it's a suffix if it's called kipanim, or is it called kichutz? Rashi says, kach re'isi b'talmud Yerushalmi. I saw that in Talmud Yerushalmi. For Ryan Ladover, chasidim orishayin, amoy machnisa, for Hashem, derech atraximin. They lechayvim b'maisim. L'madlo shatrak loshin kinesis p'nim hu. It's loshin of coming inside to the p'nim. So now this wall was a suffix if it had a loch like inside or loch like outside. And that's Pashto Pshat, now with Tanakama, now Mishnah. That's why it says by the base of Mikdash Hasheni, since it was much higher, there was at least 40 yamas high. So they can't make a wall 40 yamas high that's only one yamas thick. Therefore they couldn't make the wall anymore. They had to make a parochus. Now we had a suffix, where does the parochus go? Does it go at the beginning of the Yama or at the end of the Yama? Therefore, we had to make two parochusim. Because like Reb Nosson is saying, we have a suffix, what din does this Amma of the Traxin have? Does the Amma, the thickness of the wall, is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is it like the Heichal, the outside? So Mora says, Maskev lo Ravina, my timer, what's your suffix? Why your masufik, what din does this Amma have? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum this is because the Pasuk says in Malachim, V'habayis esha bona ha-melech shloimoy la-shem shishamama. The bayis that Shlomo HaMelech built was 60 yamis orkor long, the esrim rochboy, and 20 yamis wide, it was 30 yamis tall. That was like the kochim part of the bayis. Uksiv, the pasuk says, v'yarboyim bi'amo hoya habois, hu ha-heichol lifnoi, that the first 40 yamis of it was the heichol, not the kodesh kodashim, as the first 40 yamis of these 60 yamis was the heichol. Uksiv, then the pasuk says, ulifnei hadvir esrim amo. Here, hadvir here means the kaisel. It means this amatraxin. That in front of the dvir, in front of this kaisel, was 20 yamas. And these 20 yamas is the kodesh hakadoshim. Oirich is 20 yamas long. The eschrim amma roichiv, 20 yamas wide. The eschrim amma kamosai. Here it says it was only 20 yamas tall. That's all. Even though before was mashmin was 30 yamas tall, here it's saying it's only 20 yamas tall. Some unfortunately speak out. Some say they want to say Taizgiz one teretz. That this 20 yamas is the Gemara in Baba Basra, it gives a teretz and says, "Umishani esrim amma kamosim mitzvas kruvim ulamala." It means 20 yamas above the kruvim. Sha kruvim shasa shleimoi hoim dem bakarkom mishnei tzidiyorin gevoyim esrim amas. The kruvim itself was 10 yamas high, so it means it was another 20 yamas high. Then it stems very good. Before we had that the Beis Hamikdash Harishon that Shlomo Melech built was 30 yamas tall. There also, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was also 30 yamas tall. Just was 20 yamas above the Kruvim. So it says that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lufnei Hadvir, Eschemama, was 20 yamas by 20 yamas. So 20 yamas tall here. V'lo yadanan, v'lo yadino, now we don't know, Amotraxin, this Kaisel, this Dvir, this Amma, the wall of an Amma, I Mehani Eschem, is it part of the 20 yamas inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Is it part of that Cheshbin? V'mahani Yavoyim, or else is it from the outer portion, the outer 40 yamas of the Heichel of the Kodesh, is that this Amotraxin? In other words, we have measurements that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 yamas, the Heichel was 40 yamas. And we know that there was a wall in between, war namasik. So the question is, where does this wall go? Is this wall part of the 20 yamas inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or is this wall part of the 40 yamas outside, part of the Heichel? That's the suffix of Rav Nosson suffix. So Mora says, no, what kind of, why is that the suffix? V'dilma maybe, loy mahani esrin, v'loy mahani yaboyim. Maybe no, maybe this wall, the traxin, is not part of the 20 yamas. And it's not part of the 40 yamas. The psukim are only talking about the halal, the ear inside. Like how big was the space inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It was 20 yamas. How big was the space inside the heichal? 40 yamas. What about the kaisel? We're not talking about the kaisel. The thickness of the walls itself, that's a special cheshbon by itself. The kachoshiv and kaiselim like kachoshiv. Mashenkin, the kaisel of the walls, we're not putting into this cheshbon. Like, what do you say your suffix is? We know inside is 20 and outside is 40. And the question is, this one arm of the traxin is a part of the 20, part of the 40? Maybe no. There was 20 yamas inside, that's the space. There was 40 yamas outside the heichal, that's the space of the 40 yamas. What about the wall in between? That's a different cheshbon. This pasuk is not talking about it. And Teda, I'll bring you Raya for this. The chol heichal, the kachoshev kasolim, whenever we're talking about the kaisel, about the walls, chashev elibidei, it always puts it in a special cheshbon. Like we cheshbon how much is the inside of the room, how much space there's inside, and then we say separately, how thick is the kaisel? The Tanan, we learned like this, the Mishnah in Midas. Ha heichal meya al am meya. The heichal, that means the kodshim, the heichal, this is included, the heichal and the kodesh kodashim together, was meya al am meya al meya. Together was 100 by 100. Barum meya. Also high 100. Barum no, meya al meya, barum meya. What kaisel, how do we have this? Kaisel ulam. First the heichal, the kodshim starts with ulam. So the thickness of the wall of the ulam itself was chomish, was 5 amas thick. And the ulam itself was 11 amis in the space there. So together was 15. Now, inside the ulam is the heichel. Kaisel heichel sheish. The thickness of the wall of the heichel itself was 6. This is the raya, whenever we cheshbon the space inside and the walls, we cheshbon the wall separately. Now we're saying the wall of the heichel was 6 amis thick. The orkoi, arboyim amma. And it was long, arboyim amma. That's how wide the heichel was. The amatraxin, and then you had a special amma, the amatraxin, that's the heichel. That's this amatraxin, that's the space of the kaisel itself. The chof amma, No, forget the heichel was said no. Where the kaisel heichel was shesh, the thickness of the heichel was six. Now the orko, the length, how much was the space inside the heichel? Arboy mama, 40 yamas. That's the space. You see, the space by the 40 yamas means the space of the heichel. Then it says the yama traksin, a special ama was the thickness of the wall, the dividing point between the kodesh and kodesh kadoshim. And then nochemo v'chof ama beis kodesh kadoshim. 20 yamas was the space alone inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Kodesh HaHechel. You had the wall of the Hechel again, which was Sheish, which was another 6 yamas of thick. Fehasor, that's again in back of the Kodesh was the Asor. That's a place also, they used to store things there. Rashi says, V'Asor Sheish, that's Yitziyah Shachur Beis HaProchis. Those are things that projected one out and back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Asor Sheish, the Asor there, that's a place used to store things there, was 6 Amis. The Kaisel Asor Chomish, and the wall itself of the Asor was 5 Amis. So that's how you have 100 Amis. But our Kopon, what do we see? That when we cheshbon the wall of the tracks, and it's not part of the 40 and not part of the 20. There's 40 yamas the space of the Hekel, there's 20 yamas the space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's a special armor tracks in between. So what's your suffix? Rav Nosson is saying you have a suffix. Was it part of the Pinim, part of the Chutz? It was something by itself. So Mor says, Poshut, Elo Kedushosei, the Mesut, his suffix was, what kind of Kedusha does it have? Avad, do we know the cheshbon is ama is not part of the 40, not part of the 20. It's a cheshbon by itself. But the shalor is, what type of kedusha is this one ama of the traksin? E kalufnim, does it have the same kedusha as the kodesh hakadoshim does? Is part of the pnim? E kalachutz, or else no, it's considered part of the heichel. It has the kedushas of the heichel. And when you have to make a zrika adam in the pnim, if you do it on this ama, you're not yaitza the zrika. The zrika has to be done inside and not outside. So that's Rav Nosson Sofik. Avad, we knew this one nama is a nama by itself. It's not part of the cheshbon of the pnim, not part of the cheshbon of the kilachutz. It's a cheshbon by itself. But the shaila is, what type of a kedusha does this have? The more behind the yomer Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, that boy Yosef ish hutzel, that he cleared a shaila, what's shan this posik? His Yosef ish hutzel. The posik says, udvir besoich habayis mipnimo, heichin lesitein shom es haroim brus Hashem. That the dvir, again, the dvir is, that's going on the kaisel, that's the kaisel traksin, that's this wall that's dividing. It says, the dvir b'teich habayis is inside the bayis mepnim, inside. Heichin prepare it lesitein shom, that inside this wall, that's going to be the kaisel shekadoshim, and that's where you're going to put the oren, brus Hashem. So now we boil it, we had a suffix. What does the pasuk mean, the dvir, udvir? That this wall, this amatraksin, is it called kepnim? Does it have kedushas kodesh hakadoshim? Or is it only called kehechel? Hechi kamakru. How does the pasuk mean to say? Udvir b'soich habayis mepnimo, hechen lisitein shom. So Rashi learns hechi kamakru. Mi yarmina, do we say hechi kamar? Udvir b'soich habayis means mechitzom, osa shemasekis b'soich habayis. Make this mechitza, this amatraksin, that's going to divide in the base, in the bayis, between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Hechel. Now, mepnim hechin, ulefnim meyoiso mechitza, and inside, in front of this mechitza, hechin mokam chalala, make a place there, vezmino lesitin sham es aron. That's where we're going to put the aron. Alma, what do we see? Devir gufe lav mekdushas pnimhu. That the oren, that this mechitza is not part of the pnim, part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The pasuk says, in front of this mechitza, we'll put the oren. That's where the kedusha is. That's one shot. Oy dilma hakakam makru. O dvir means b'soich habayis mepnima heichel sitn shom. In front of this mechitza, that means the mechitza itself has kedushas heichel on it. Now inside this mechitza, that's where it starts the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oy dilma, the other side is maybe no. The mokum of the mechitz itself has the locha like the pnim, like the inside. For Yosef, this mokum, the inside mokum, heichin lesita sham, b'yosef kanis esarim. Prepare yourself to put the yarin inside it. So that's gufa of nosin sofik. Like what's shan this pasuk? Udvir b'soich habayis mepnima doesn't mean to say that dvir, the mechitza, is part of the pnim. It has the kedusha of kodesh hakadoshim. Or do we say no? The dvir itself is called from the outside, and the pasuk is only saying from inside this. That's where we have the kedusha. So that's the suffix of the Gemara, and that's the suffix in the Tanakam of our Mishnah. To say we have a suffix, what Kedusha does this one Amma of the Traxen have? It was Nafkamin in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that there was 40 Amas high. They couldn't build this wall on Amasik only. To make it wider, they can't take away from the Mekaymas or the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, you had to have a Parichis. So since you had a suffix, what din does this Amma have? That's why you have to have two separate Parichis. Fred Gemaro, me misafkulei. Is it true that, like you're saying, that ish hutzel, that Yosef ish hutzel had a suffix? What's on this posik? V'atani, we learned like this. Is Isi ben Yudu Weimer. Isi ben Yudu says, Chomesh mikroyes, there are only five psukim by Torah in the Torah, that ain't lehem achroam. There are only five psukim in the Torah that we don't know from the psukim itself, what does it mean? Could be with Ash in other ways, like Mephoshim speak out, because to the trop, because of the pisak taimim, maybe we know what it means. But in the psukim itself, we don't know what these psukim mean. But he only says five. The kasher is he doesn't put in this pasuk in Malachim. Why doesn't he say we have this suffix also about what's from this pasuk? Oduvir b'seich habayis mepnima. But he says there's only five psukim. We have a doubt what it means. Ve'em lo machro. We don't know what the psukim means. These are the psukim. Pasuk says she'es. Rashi says haloi im seitir she'es.